What's up?
I am here. I'm gonna send Malik over, okay?
Sounds good.
Hello. Malik. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm good, man.
All right, well, I got good news.
You figured it out?
No, I think what ended up happening is that the router had to reset itself.
Oh.
Because it had a .1, it had 1.1 as its address, and it said, okay, well, that I can't use because that's not in the DHCP protocol for this firewall. So it kept connecting and disconnecting.
Oh, so it auto-configured itself to fit your setup. That's fire. I didn't even know I had that capability.
Yeah, which I'm glad I left it on auto. So now that is all good. And I think just configuring the switch, I just have to configure the switch because the switch is connected, but I have to go in there. It's right now it's set to DHCP and I can't reach it from. Oh, actually, I can. Oh, shit. I can't. Never mind. I'm good.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Thank you, Alex. I was a little skeptical of plugging the modem into the firewall because I just what protections my firewall had. I mean, it's, you know, it's still going through the router, which still has protection, so I'm not super concerned. But my firewall, you know, I know it has some protections, not everything. So.
Yeah, hey, we understand, man. So I'm glad we got that sorted for you, bro.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Alex. That's a huge help. Yeah, everything is working as expected. All right. Well, I think that is it for me.
Perfect. If that's all, then you have yourself a wonderful day, man, and keep doing what you do.
Yeah, you too as well.
All right, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye now.